In this country, Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump continues campaigning. He's waving off the dozens of leading Republicans who abandoned him over his videotaped remarks about women. NPR's Sarah McCammon watched Trump rally supporters in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania.
Trump has apologized for his comments in the 2005 recording, where he used vulgar language to describe women and their bodies, and even bragged about groping and kissing them without consent. But on the campaign trail, Trump didn't exactly sound humbled.
I assume you saw the debate last night. Everybody was good. Better believe it.
Before a nearly full arena, Trump was in rare form. There was no sense of a campaign in crisis as he turned up the temperature on his usual attacks against Hillary Clinton and the establishment and raised the specter of a stolen election.
And everybody knows what I'm talking about. And this crooked media, you talk about crooked Hillary, they're worse than she is.
To that, the crowd burst into cries of CNN sucks.
Oh, they just turned off their camera.
CNN had not turned off their camera. But it was all part of the show for Trump's hardcore followers who seemed unfazed by the scandal.
One, two, three.
As a supporter struggled to organize a round of the wave before the rally began, Jeannie Hovan of Towanda, Pennsylvania, joined in. The 62-year-old retiree said Trump's comments about women were no big deal.
I mean, any one of these people, if they have never uttered a vulgar word, then they shouldn't live in a glass house because that's just the way it is.
But do you think it's normal for men to joke about groping women?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'd like to grab that, or yeah, I'd like to tap that. Yeah, they're always saying that.
Her friend Myra Harkness, a dairy farmer near Binghamton, New York, says Trump has apologized and it's time to move on. She says it's just talk. And even if it was more than talk,
then you just haul off and punch him and move on. Everybody's getting too sue-happy and crazy like that. Back, we didn't have this 10, 15, 20 years ago.
As for Republican leaders who are bailing on Trump, Jeannie Hovan sees a cynical move to hang on to their positions.
They're afraid they're going to lose their place in the hierarchy. I think they're making a big mistake, that they need to get behind him because he's their only hope.
And regardless of what some Republican Party leaders think their nominee's chances are on Election Day, Trump supporters like these are now an energized part of the GOP base. Sarah McCammon, NPR News, Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania.
Later today on All Things Considered, we're going to hear about the black vote. We'll hear the emotions behind the poll numbers suggesting that African Americans will cast their ballots for Hillary Clinton.